They return in our Bibles to Nehemiah.
我们翻开尼希米记。
We'll turn to chapter 2 and we want to read verses 17 and 18.
我们翻到第二章看十七、十八两节。
Nehemiah is speaking now to all the leading ones of the children of Israel.
尼希米向当时以色列的领袖们说话。
May we all read these two verses together.
让我们一起来读十七、十八两节。
Then said I unto them,
You
see the evil case that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my God, which is good upon me.
他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们就奋勇
做这上工
所以他们就奋勇做这上工
Now we'd like to read some verses in chapter 3 not the whole chapter just some verses
我们现在在读三章的几节不是全章
And first of all, we'd like to read verses 1 through 8.
我们先读一到八节。
Now there's some names here, a number of names of the people. If you can't pronounce them, don't worry about that.
这个有很多的名称，如果你读不发音不准也没有问题。
Just do the best you can.
我们就尝试来读。
So let's read verses 1 through 8 together, chapter 3.
第三章一到八节。
Then Eliashib the high priest
和他弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门分别为圣安立门扇又筑城墙到哈米亚楼直到哈南叶楼分别为圣其次是一利哥人建造其次是因利的儿子撒该建造哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门建横梁安门扇和栓锁其次是哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利莫修造其次是米士撒别的孙子比利加的儿子米舒兰修造其次是巴拿的儿子萨都修造其次是提哥雅人修造但他们的贵胄不用担负他们主的工作巴西拿的儿子耶和也大与比所带的儿子米舒兰修造古门建横梁安门扇和栓锁其次是基遍人米拉提米伦人雅顿与基遍人并属河西总督所管的米斯巴人修造其次是银匠哈海雅的儿子鸟薛修造其次是做香的哈南尼修造这些人修建耶路撒冷直到宽墙
Now we read verses 13 through 15
我们再从13读到15节
The valley gate
哈嫩的和撒拿雅的居民修造古门立门安门扇和门栓又建筑城墙一千种直到粪场门管理伯哈基林利甲的儿子马基亚修造粪场门立门安门扇和栓锁管理米斯巴各河西的儿子沙伦修造全门立门盖门顶安门扇和门又修造靠近王园西摩雅池的墙环直到那从大卫城下来的台阶。
And verse 20.
第二十节。其次是撒拜的儿子巴路竭力修造一段从城墙转弯直到大祭司以利亚实的府门。
And lastly, verse 23.
最后是二十三节。其次是便雅悯的哈述对着自己房屋修造，其次是亚南尼的孙子马西亚的儿子亚撒利亚在靠近自己的房屋修造。
Let's have a word, further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, we ask you to shine light on these verses.
主啊，求你把光照在这些经节的上面。
And we ask you to give us a spirit of revelation.
哦，求你给我们上面来的启示。
Reveal your purpose to us.
把你的旨意向我们显明。
May we see it as we've never seen it before.
哦，好像我们叫我们看见，好像从没有见过一样。
And make it very practical to us.
哦，叫这些的启示成为实际。
Apply your word to our hearts.
哦，在我们的心中把你的话说尽。
That we may see and we may know how to build this wall.
我们能够看见如何的建造城墙。
How to repair it.
如何的修补。
So there'll be no gaps in the wall.
所以在墙上没有任何的空缝。
But the wall will be complete.
哦，愿那个城墙是那样的完整。
And give a glorious testimony.
哦，成为那荣耀的见证。
May the Spirit move in our hearts.
哦，愿你的灵在我们心中动工。
May the Spirit have a free way among us.
哦，愿你的灵在我们当中自由的运行。
Lord, we trust in you.
我们信靠你。
Give the utterance that we need.
哦，给我们里面需要的领会。
And do give the hearing to every ear.
叫每一个有耳的都能够听见。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Amen.Now Nehemiah, after coming to Jerusalem and looking and seeing for himself the terrible situation, is talking to all the rulers.
尼希米当他回到耶路撒冷，看到这个可怕的光景，就对那些领袖们说话。
Up to this time, he has never told them what God has put into his heart to do for Jerusalem.
直到这个时刻，他没有向他们说出神放在他心中对要在耶路撒冷所做的。
But now he opens his heart to them.
现在他把他的心向他们打开。
He tells them everything.
他告诉他们一切的事。
He tells them what God has burdened him to do for Jerusalem.
他告诉他们神如何的把这样的负担放在他心中为耶路撒冷所做的事。
And he tells them about the good hand of God in using the king to further this work.
他告诉他们神如何的用着王的心来完成他的工作。
I believe while he was speaking, his spirit came out.
我相信当他讲的时候，他的灵就出来了。
The burden in his heart was released.
他心中的负担就得着释放。
They were very touched.
他们实在受了感动。
They were deeply influenced by what he said.
哦，他们实在受他说话的感动。
They sensed something of God in him.
他实在在他的身上碰到了主。
They sensed that God was moving again.
他们感觉得到神的灵又在那里运行。
Brothers and sisters, today we need God.To move again.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要神的灵在我们里面运行。
And he can do as much in the darkest day as he can do in the brightest day.
他可以在黑暗的日子如何的工作，在光明的日子也如何的工作。
Now I wonder, Sherman, if you would turn on the projector. Now this is a map of the city.In Nehemiah's time.
这是在尼希米时候耶路撒冷城的情况。
Underneath it we have this statement. This map is a composite sketch of various maps to give a general idea of the location of the walls, gates, and landmarks in Nehemiah's Jerusalem.
这一个图是一个骨干图。是许多个地图合在一起 给我们一个概念，当时的城墙、城门跟各样的事情，是耶路撒冷，请当时的光景。
Now, you can see all the gates around that are broken down and need to be built and repaired.
你看到许多的门都是给拆毁了，所以需要来修补。
You can see all the walls. You don't know how long they are, what the measurement of them is, but we have some idea.
我们虽然没有很详细的知道它有多大，但是我们大概有一些的观念。
Do you see there the valley gate?
你看到那里有这个谷门。
From that gate down to the dung gate, right there.
从这个谷门一直到粪场门。
Verse 13 of this chapter says that that is 1,000 cubits.
第十三节那里说是1000肘，从那里到从谷门到粪场门。
That's the only measurement we have in this chapter.
这是这一章里面唯一能够告诉我们有多长的。
Now, brothers and sisters, 1,000 cubits equals about 5 football fields.
这个一千肘大概是五个足球场那么大。
Can you imagine a football field?
你可以量一个足球场吗？
That's about 100 yards long.
大概一个足球场是1000码那么长。
Or 300 feet.
或者是300尺。
You see, 5 times 300 equals 1500 feet.
那里大概是1500米。
And that equals 1000 cubits.
这个就是1000肘。
So, you can see the city is quite a good size.
你看到耶路撒冷的城并不算小。
Just that part, equals 5 football fields.
就算那一段就有五个足球场那么长。
And just that part was built by one man.
那一片的墙是一个人所建造。
If you look at verse 13,
如果你看十三节的话，
the valley gate repaired Hanan and the inhabitants of Zenoa, they built it and set up the doors, the bolts, the bars, and 1,000 cubits of the wall unto the dung gate.
哈嫩和撒诺亚的居民修造谷门、立门、安门扇和栓锁，又建筑城墙1000肘，直到粪场门。
So it was not just one man, but it was all the inhabitants of this place called Zenoa.
所以不是一个人，一个人是撒诺亚的居民所修造的。
When Nehemiah spoke to the rulers there,
当尼希米对这些贵领袖们所讲的话，
When he appealed to them,
当他向他们说话的时候，
When he said, "Let us rise up and build,"
当他说让我们起来建造，
The Spirit moved in their hearts.
灵在他们心中运行。
The Spirit was with Nehemiah.
圣灵与尼希米同在。
The Spirit was coming in to move again for God.
神的灵在那里再一次为了神在那里运行。
And they reply, and it says, "So they strengthened their hands for the good work."
所以他们在那里，他们就刚强起来，为了神的善工。
And they replied to Nehemiah, "Let us rise up and build."
他们就对尼希米说，我们起来建造吧。
I hope we could all have that kind of reply this morning.
但愿我们都有像当时的人这种的回应。
We could all respond in that way.
我们可以就这样的回应。
Let us rise up and build.
让我们起来建造吧。
Do you feel that in your heart?
在你的心中有没有这样的感动呢？
Do you have that desire?
你有没有这样的愿望呢？
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗？
Now this chapter will show us how to build.
这一章告诉我们怎么样的建造。
And I'm so thankful for the instruction of this book.
我实在感谢神，这个 转述里面给我们一些的指示。
It gives us precious instruction for the day in which we're living.
给我们今天，我们今天生活的日子，给我们一些的指示。
For the beginning of the 21st century.
在这二十一世纪的开始的时候。
In the last days, the last of the last.
就是在这个最末了的末了的时候
Just before the Lord's coming
就是主还没有回来之前
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is ready to hire men in the 11th hour
哦，神是愿意在最后的那一刻把人请进来
Do you know that parable?
你知道那一个比喻吗
He hired some servants and they were working all through the day
他们请了主请了一些的仆人他们整天的工作
But there were some who were not yet hired, even in the 11th hour.
还有就是说，在十一个小时午前最后的时刻才请来。
And the master said, "You go and work too."
然后主人说，你也去工作吧。
He needs some of us, brothers and sisters, in the last hour.
他需要我们最后的一刻来为他工作。
This is the last hour.
这是最末了的时刻。
He's coming soon.
他马上就要来。
Do you believe it?
你信吗?
Do you believe it?
你信吗?
He's coming very soon.
他很快的就要来。
But the walls are not yet fully repaired and built.
但是城墙还没有修补好。
Now, these walls, of course,are not built by some kind of rules and regulations.
当然这个城墙不是用一些的规条来建造的。
They're built, the entire wall is built by the life and the nature of God.
因为整个的城墙是用神的生命、神的性情来建造。
That's what separates us from the world.
这就是把我们跟世界分开的。
Only the life and the nature of God can separate us from the world.
只有神的生命跟神的性情叫我们与世界分别。
Now, in chapter 3, it gives the names of all those who offered themselves to work on this wall.
第三章就提出了所有在这个城墙建造上人的名字。
They were not appointed.
这些不是选召出来的。
They came forward of their own accord.
他们是自己自愿来出来的。
And the Lord coordinated all of them.
主在那里来安排这一切。
So that there were no gaps in the wall.
所以在墙上面没有任何的空缝。
No overlapping.
也没有任何的重叠。
Everything was wonderfully coordinated by God.
每一点都是很奇妙的，神在那里安排的非常好。
You don't read about Nehemiah saying, "Now you work there, brother, and you work over there, and your family work right there."
你没有听尼希米说你在这里开工，你在那里做，你这个家庭在那里来修。
They just came forward to work, and God supervised and coordinated.
他们就是。到前来工作，神在那里管理他们。
And we can see God's value upon their work in that He wrote their names down and recorded them.
你看到神纪念他们，神在那里把他们的名字记下。
Now this shows us how much God valued what they did.
你这就看到神是多么看重他们的服事。
God said.In his heart, now I want to write down the names of every one of them that came forward of their own accord and did this heavy work.
神就在那里说，我现在要记下来他们的名字，他们是自动的同心合意的来做这个服事。
And the names are all there recorded in heaven.
所以这些的名字都记在天上。
And that book is not finished yet.
这个工作到今天还没有完成。
And he's still writing down more names.
他今天还在那里要记下更多的名字。
And I hope he's writing Eric Wu.
我希望他把 John Engels 名字写在上面。
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
And William Lee.
William Lee 的名字。
And Many sisters.
哦，还有许多的姊妹。
Sisters can build a wall.
哦，姊妹们也可以建造城墙。
And in this chapter, it says a certain man with his daughters.
这一章也说某一些人跟他们的女儿。
They built a certain point.
他们也建造那一部分的城墙。
The sisters have a lot to do with building the wall of Jerusalem.
姊妹有很多的参与在耶路撒冷城墙的建造上面。
You know, many of the hymns you sing in your hymn book are written by sisters.
你知道我们诗歌本里面许多的诗是姊妹们写的。
And those are wall building hymns.
那些是建造城墙的诗歌。
Yeah, when we sing those hymns, you know, it seems inwardly something is being uplifted.
哦，当我们唱的时候我们能里面觉得被提升。
Something is drawing us to God's purpose.
就把我们吸到神旨意那里去。
I appreciate so many hymns by the sisters.
我实在很欣赏许多姊妹们写的诗。
If you ever sing a hymn on consecration, it's probably written by Francis Ridley Havergal.
如果你唱奉献的诗歌的话，你很容易唱到是 Frances Havergal 写的诗歌。
She wrote hundreds of hymns, and most of them are on the matter of consecration.
她写了很多首的诗歌，多数的诗歌都是跟奉献有关系。
You ever sing that hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee"?
你有没有唱过那一首诗歌，收我此生做奉献
？That's her hymn.
这是她的诗歌。
In Westminster, where I meet, we sing it every Lord's Day.
哦，在我们聚会的地方，每个星期我们都唱。
We sing it when the children go out to their class.
哦，当孩子们出去分班的时候，我们唱这首诗歌。
We sing it for them.
我是为了他们来唱。
That their life may be consecrated to Him.
他们的生命能够奉献完全归给主。
Now I want to say something about.Firstly, before we get into detail, about the city of Jerusalem.
我们再要讲一点关于耶路撒冷城。
You know, when Nehemiah went to Jerusalem, it was because the king sent forth this kind of edict, let the city be built.
因为当时王下了诏书要重建耶路撒冷城墙。
And that was made in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes.
哦，这个是在哦亚大薛西王二十年所发的诏。
And that coincided with the date in the prophecy of Daniel given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9.
这也是在但以理书九章里面所说的日期刚刚复合。
And that was, you can read about that in Daniel 9, 24 to 26.
这是但以理九章二十四到二十六节。
And that was the date when God began to do a special work with the city of Jerusalem and the people of God.
那就是神在那个时刻要对于耶路撒冷城跟他的选民开始那个工作。
So from the date that Nehemiah went to Jerusalem, it was 62 weeks, according to Daniel 9, until the Messiah would come and be cut off.
就从那个时候一直到主耶稣再来是62个期。
So his going to Jerusalem and restoring the city of Jerusalem with its walls was a very important date in the history of the children of Israel.
所以尼希米回耶路撒冷重建城墙在神百姓的历史里面是一个重要的日子。
You know, God has in his purpose not only a house, but a city.
神的旨意不单只要得着一个家乃是要得着一个城。
Now we speak a lot about the house of God.
我们讲到神的家。
Even you have the house of God,In San Bruno.
你甚至有San Bruno 神的家。
But we don't speak much about the city of God.
但是我们很少讲到神的城。
But we need to realize, brothers and sisters, God not only wants a house, He wants a city.
我们要清楚知道神不单只要得着一个家，他还要得着一个城。
And that's what we have in the end.
这就是最末了的时候。
We have the new Jerusalem.
我们有新耶路撒冷。
For eternity, we will be in the city of God.
在永远的里面，我们要在神的城中。
And the Psalms and the Bible, the whole Bible speak a lot about the city of God.
诗篇整卷的圣经都讲到神的城。
The city is where we all come together, where all God's people come together in fellowship under one administration.
在那个城里面，所有神的儿女们都聚集交通在一起，在神自己的管理底下。
It's a place of unity.
让你有完全的合一。
It's a place where life flows.
在那里生命的流露。
Where there's sweet and precious fellowship.
在那里有甜美的交通
Where everyone is in one accord.
大家都同心合意
Ephesians 2
以弗所书第二章里面
at the end of that chapter it refers to that city
在以弗所二章结束的时候就指到那一个城
It says that we are fellow citizens with the saints
他说我们是与圣徒同国
That's Ephesians 2 verse 19
以弗所二章第十九节
Now that refers to the city of God where we're all fellow citizens
那里说是讲到神的城因为我们是与圣徒同国的公民
Now we speak a lot about being fellow members of the one body That's
我们
right.
一直讲到我们都是身体上的一个肢体
But we're all fellow citizens of the one city.
但是我们都是同一个城里面的国民。
Our inheritance, our eternal inheritance has a lot to do with the city of God.
我们的永远的产业是跟神的城有关系。
And actually the city is the kingdom of God.
因为这个城乃是神的国。
Now we want to consider in more detail.
我们要再详细的看一下
The building of the walls
是讲到城墙的建造
Most of the work is a work of repair
大部分的工作乃是修造的工作
Now we have to notice this, brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹我们要注意这一点
The word repair is used about 35 times in this one chapter
这里修造这个字用了35次
There were only two things which we will see There were only two things that needed to be built from scratch
只有两样是从头来重新建造的
But the repairing, the work of repair indicates that something of the original still exists
那个修造就是说本来还原有的还有一部分存在
It was broken down
这只不过是被毁掉了
It was damaged terrible
是给毁坏了
There were many breaches in the wall
在墙上有许多的这个好像桥一样的
Many gaps
在那里有许多的空
The enemy could come in at any time he wanted
那里很多的空缺敌人可以冲进来
To attack God's people
可以来攻击我们
To harass them, to trouble them
来凌辱他们来给他们麻烦
It was a field day for the enemy of God's people
这个是对于神的百姓是一个恐惧的日子
And they liked it that way
这些仇敌喜欢这样
I don't mean God's people liked it The enemy liked it that way
因为不是神的百姓喜欢有这些的缝是敌人喜欢
and they wanted the situation to stay just like that
所以那些的人就希望这个城墙就是这样的毁坏
So when Nehemiah came, some of those enemies said, it said they were grieved. They were grieved that someone was come to seek the welfare of God's people.
所以当尼希米来到这个城墙的时候，那些的外面的这些的坏人，他们就在那里非常的不高兴。
Well, the people started to work.
神的百姓开始工作。
Brothers and sisters, this was a start of a real revival.
这是一个真正复兴的开始。
And when people rise up to build the wall, let me tell you, that is a revival.
当人都起来重建城墙，这是一个复兴。
Now a lot of Christians are praying for revival.
今天许多基督徒在那里为了复兴而祷告。
And I think what they mean mainly is that many people will get saved.
他们的复兴只是说许多人要得救。
And that's very good.
这是很好的。
Surely we can pray that many more will get saved by the Lord.
我们要祷告，希望更多人蒙拯救。
And of course, I think also they feel that many Christians need to confess and repent and get right with God.
当然，他们也讲到许多基督徒需要认罪悔改与神和好。
But if the wall doesn't get built, brothers and sisters, there's no complete real revival.
但是如果城墙没有建好，那也就没有真正完整的复兴。
Now, so here are all the saints working on this wall. They're all working next to one another.
他们在这里建造城墙的时候，他们也彼此的来看顾。
And 15 times it says next to him and next to him and next to him.
15次说在他旁边，在他旁边。
And maybe you're not so happy with the person that you're next to.
或者你可能不太喜欢你隔壁的那一位。
But you better start getting happy.
但是你要学习喜欢他。
Because that unhappiness is the problem.
因为你那个跟他的不，你不喜欢他，就是难处。
That's the wall that's broken down.
那个就是那个破坏的城墙。
And 16 times it says, and after him, and after him, and after him.
16次说要跟着他，跟着他，跟着他。
Now the Lord is looking at all those who are building, and he's also looking at how they build.
神在那里看着这些修造的人，也看他们如何的修造。
Now look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles did not put their necks to the work of their Lord.
说其次是提哥雅人修造，但他们的贵胄不用肩担他们主的工作。
Now the Lord noticed that.
主注意到这个事情。
These are the nobles of the Tekoites.
这里是说到提哥雅的贵胄。
Now there was no problem with the people, but there was a problem with their nobles.
对于一般的百姓那里没有问题，是这些贵族有问题。
It seems they had some pride.
好像他们有一些的骄傲。
They didn't want to bend their neck and bow.
他们不愿意弯下腰来服侍神。
They did not want to be subjected.
他们不愿意服在这个服侍的底下。
That's written down.
在这里都记下来了。
That's recorded.
是记下来了。
May the Lord not allow our names to be recorded like that.
愿意神不把我们的名字是这样的记下来。
So and so did not put his neck.
某某人不用肩担他主的工作。
Think about it.
想一想。
You want that to be written down, recorded for eternity?
你愿意你的名字这样在永世的里面给记下来吗？
May God have mercy on us.
求神是怜悯给我们。
But if you look over at verse 20,
如果你看第二十节，
It says, after him, Barak, the son of Zabai, earnestly repaired another portion.
说其次是撒拜的儿子巴路竭力修造一段。
God noticed that.
神也注意到这里。
This is a big contrast to the nobles of the Tekoites.
这个跟那些的贵族正好是一个相反的意思。
Most of the people who worked, it just said they repaired, and he repaired, and he repaired.
许多的记载是他修造，他修造而已。
But this one says he earnestly repaired.
但这里是说竭力修造。
Now, that's a special commendation.
这是一个特别的形容。
Would you like to be like that?
你愿意这样给记下来吗？
Maybe you feel, oh, I could never do that.
你说我好像办不到。
You can do that by the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典，你可以这样做。
It depends on your love for the Lord.
是 是看看你对于神的爱有多少。
Depends on your love for God's purpose.
你看到你对于神的旨意的爱慕有多少。
Now we need to be practical about it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们要实际的来看。
Right. With some of us, there's a breach of fellowship between us, maybe, and some other brothers.
在我们身上可能跟某一些的弟兄们在交通上有一些的难处。
In the same assembly, there may be two sisters who just cannot get along.
好像在一个聚会的里面有两个姊妹没有办法他们在一起。
There were two sisters like that in Philippi.
在腓立比有两个这样的教会。
You remember that? That was a breach in the wall.
那个就是墙有破口。
Those two sisters needed to get together and build the wall.
这个两个姊妹她们要一起来建造城墙。
Is there anything like that in your assemblies?
在你们的聚会有没有这种的光景？
Well, probably not, huh?
希望没有啊。
Or probably yes.
也可能有。
But you know.
但是你知道。
Okay.Now, all kinds of different kinds of people were building here.
在这里有各种各样的人在那里建造。
Let me mention some of those special kinds.
我们提一提那些特殊的。
It mentions the goldsmiths.
这里讲到银匠。
These are like, I suppose they're like jewelers.
好像是做首饰的。
Working on gold, small, intricate pieces of metal.
在那里做这些金银的这些银匠。
You know, naturally they would feel, now, I don't have hands to lift big stones up and build a wall.
你说我没有力气啊，来建这么大的城墙。
That's liable to spoil my hands that need to be so skillful.
这样呢会叫我这个做这么细工的手做粗了。
And then you have what's called the perfumers.
你在那里还有造香的人。
The perfumers were building also.
这个造香的人也在那里建造。
Now there were there was a lot of dust around.
在那里有很多的灰尘。
We'll read later on about all the rubbish from the broken down wall.
我们就看到因着毁坏的城墙到处这些垃圾。
Now the perfumers might say, well, listen, that's going to spoil our nose.
那个造香的人说这样就我的鼻子都不会闻香气了。
I can't do that.
这个我不能干了。
Please excuse me, let some others do that.
对不起，你们去做吧。
Brothers and sisters, no excuse.
弟兄姊妹没有任何的借口。
Sometimes I've had a feeling, and some things I have a good excuse.
有的时候我有一些感觉对某些事情我应该不用做吧。
Sometimes the other brothers don't think it's such a good excuse.
但是觉得弟兄们觉得我这个借口还不够。
Ask the Lord.
我就问主吧。
Yeah. And then there were the merchants.
特别有一些商人。
And there were the rulers.
这有一些做官的
and the Levites
还有利未人
the rulers they may have felt well you know let our servants do the work
这些做官长的说让我们这些仆人去做吧
brothers and sisters this work requires all of us
弟兄姊妹这一个工作是需要每一个人
we all have our part
我们都有我们的一份
And some of the people who worked there on the wall, they not only did one part, they did a second part.
有一些在那里服侍的不光是做了这一部分的工作，他们也做了另外一份的工作。
There were four of them that did that.
那么有四位是这样的。
And you can read, and we read some of the verses, it says that they did the part next to their house.
还有几个说是在他们房屋的对着来做的。
Many times it says that.
有很多这样的记载。
Verse 23 says it twice.
第二十三节那里记了两次。
And many other verses.
还有很多节。
The place to build the wall, brothers and sisters, is near to us. Work on the part that's near to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们所建造的就是在我们跟前，在我们旁边的建造。
That's next to your house.
在你房屋的旁边。
It's good to build the wall right in our house.
是在我们的家中要建造城墙。
Maybe the wall needs to be repaired a little bit between husbands and wives.
可能丈夫跟妻子当中的这个墙需要修一修。
Between parents and children.
父母跟儿女中间的关系。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹当中的关系。
You know, if the house is put in order, the whole church will be put in order.
如果你的家能够建造完整，整个教会也会建造完整。
We can all start with the wall in our house.
我们都应该从我们家里的修造开始。
And those we're next to in the body of Christ.
那些就是在基督身体教会那里的。
But sisters, actually, we're building this wall with brothers all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们是与全世界所有的弟兄姊妹一同来建造。
It's the same wall.
是同一堵墙。
And eventually, in the New Jerusalem, that wall will be completed.
因为最后在新耶路撒冷那个城墙建造完成。
Now, all the building work we're doing is going into that wall.
所有的建造都在这个墙上。
We may consider, well, it's just in our own local assembly.
我们可能以为只是在我本地的教会的建造。
Actually, all that work will be part of the New Jerusalem.
但这一切的工作都是新耶路撒冷的一部分。
And we've never seen a wall like that.
我们从来没有见过那样的城墙。
144 cubits high.
144肘。
That's over 200 feet high.
那好像是超过200尺高。
Now imagine, brothers and sisters, that wall is about the height of a 20-story building.
那个城好像20层楼那么高的。
It's a great and high wall.
是一个非常高大的城墙。
So,Nehemiah said later on in the book, I am doing a great work.
所以尼希米说我们是在做大工。
We are all doing a great work.
我们都是在这个做大工。
Don't think that little part that you're repairing is a small thing.
不要以为你所那个一点的修造是一个小的工作。
It's part of a great work.
是那个大工的一部分。
And that,great and high wall is made of jasper.
那个高大的城墙是用碧玉做的。
And the meaning of jasper, it's what God looks like.
那个碧玉是说到神的形象。
The wall will show the whole universe what God looks like.
那一个城墙就告诉全宇宙神是怎么样的一位。
Now, saints have been working on that wall ever since the church began.
他那个工作从教会开始的建造的时候，他就开始了这个工作。
We have to add our part.
我们要加上我们这一部分。
When we do have a part.
我们实在有我们那一份。
Every single one of us here this morning.
今天在座的每一位。
I estimate maybe 300 dear saints here this morning.
大概有300人今天在这里。
Wow. You, every one of us do that little part, that would be marvelous.
我们每个人都尽我们那一份，那实在是最好了。
Now maybe before this day is over, you can do some real building on this wall.
可能在今天没有结束以前，我们就实在有一些实际的建造。
And every time saints come together and contact one another,That's a chance for some building to be done.
每一次当圣徒们聚在一起，那里就有建造的实际。
Now the building of the wall requires a lot of spiritual strength and vitality and vigor.
建造神的城墙实在需要许多属灵的力量，属灵的实际。
Now, I've never personally built a physical wall.
我从来没有实际的盖造一堵墙。
But I have one around my house.
但是在我房子外面有一堵墙。
And I've seen the men work on it to build that wall.
我就看到有人在那个工人怎么造这个墙。
There's a lot of big concrete blocks.
有许多大块的这些洋灰砖。
It's heavy work.
是很粗重的工作。
It needs a lot of strength and energy.
是需要很大的力量与能力。
Now, where are we going to get the strength to do that work?
从哪里来的这样的力量来做这个工呢？
We have to eat well.
我们要吃得好。
I was privileged to eat with a young sister this morning.
今天早上我跟一个年轻的姊妹一起吃早餐。
And I looked at her plate, it was piled high with food.
我看到她那个盘子啊，装得满满的。
And I said, "Dear sister, you really are hungry, aren't you?"
我说姊妹啊，你今天肚子很饿吧
？She ate it all.
她通通吃光了。
And we both agreed that breakfast is a very important meal.
因为我们都知道早餐是最重要的一餐。
And that sister told me that her father told her that.
那个姊妹告诉我们，她父亲告诉她。
And she's been practicing what her father told her.
听他的父亲的话，每天实行。
And I fully agree with that.
我完全同意。
Brother and sister, did you have a good breakfast this morning?
弟兄姊妹，今天早上你早餐吃得好吗？
And I'm talking about your spiritual breakfast.
我意思是你属灵的早餐吃好了没有？
Did you feed on the word of God?
你有没有让神的话来充满你呢？
Did you eat well and were you nourished and strengthened?
你有没有得的营养？你有没有得的力量
？Now in chapter 5 of Nehemiah，
在尼希米第五章的时候
，I'm not going to read this verse, but I'm going to tell you what's there. Chapter 5 verses 17 through 19。
第五章十七到第十九节那里
，It tells about Nehemiah inviting a lot of workers into his house for dinner。
这里就讲到尼希米招了许多修教成长的人到他家上吃饭。
He invited a lot of the rulers of the Jews and others who were coming in from outside Jerusalem.
他请了很多犹太的平民和官长，跟外邦中来到犹太当中的人来吃饭。
There were 150 who were there for dinner.
有一百五十人在我席上吃饭。
He must have had a big dining room.
他的这个饭厅一定很大。
Nehemiah was given to hospitality.
尼希米是很会接待的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a good way to build the wall.
这是一个非常好建造的方法。
Now, invite people into your house and have fellowship with them.
请弟兄姊妹到你家跟他有交通。
And feed them well.
然后给他们吃得好一点。
Not only physical food, but feed them some spiritual food.
不光光是有好吃的东西，也要有属灵的食物。
Let me just read you what they had for dinner. One day.
这里讲到他们一天所吃的。
For one day, this is what they had.
说每日都是这样。
Now that which was prepared for one day was one ox.
一只公牛。
And six choice sheep.
六只肥羊。
Also fowls were prepared for me.
又预备了一些飞禽。
And once in 10 days, store of all sorts of wine.
每十日预备各样的酒。
They were eating well.
他们吃得很好。
Let me repeat, brothers and sisters, to build the wall, we need to eat.
弟兄姊妹，我要重复的讲，要建造城墙，我们需要吃啊。
Now, maybe we all feel charged by the Lord this morning to build the wall.
我们好像都 接受负担，要建造城墙。
That's very good.
这是好的。
But please eat. You have to take in the Lord in His Word.
但是记得你要吃啊，你要吃进主的话。
You need to be strengthened in your inner man.
因为你里面的人才能够刚强起来。
Go for it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，要去啊。
Now, I think we better leave the rest of the meeting to look at all these gates.
我们下面呢要看这些门。
There's 12 gates of the city.
这个城有12个门。
If you count them there,
如果你从上面看
starting with the sheep gate,
上面是羊门。
That's one. The second is the fish gate.
第二个是鱼门。
The third is the old gate.
第三是谷门。
The fourth, the gate of Ephraim.
第四是以法莲门。
The fifth, the valley gate.
第五是谷门。
The sixth, the dung gate.
第六是粪场门。
Seventh, the fountain gate.
第七是泉门。
Eighth, the water gate.
第八是水门。
Nine, the prison gate.
然后第九是护卫门。
Ten, the horse gate.
第十是马门。
11, the eastern gate.
第十一是东门。
12, the Mithpah gate.
第十二是哈米佛甲门。
It's good, because in the New Jerusalem, there's 12 gates.
因为在新耶路撒冷也是十二个城门。
But in chapter 3, only 10 of these gates are mentioned.
但第三章只有十个门是记载到。
In chapter 8 and chapter 12, the Ephraim gate is mentioned.
在第八、第十二节，以法莲就提到以法莲门。
And I'm sorry, I cannot tell you here now where the prison gate is mentioned, but I know it is.
但是我不能够告诉你们这个护卫门在哪里，但我知道它是在那。
Looking for it this morning, I couldn't find it.
今天早上我找不到。
Believe me, it's there.
是在里面的啊。
There's 12 gates.
十二个门。
Now, chapter 3.
第三章
begins in verse 1 with the building of the sheep gate. It begins right there.
一开始是讲到羊门。
And then the building goes all the way around with all the gates except that Ephraim gate.
所有的门都在那里除了这个 Ephraim 门。
All the way around the wall except that prison gate.
也只有那个护卫门没有讲。
And it ends up back at the sheep gate again.
然后一直回到羊门那里。
Now we want to look at all these 12 gates.
我们要来看这十二个门。
Because every gate has a significance.
因为每一个门都有重要的意思。
And brothers and sisters, these gates speak of the experiences of Christ.
因为每一个门都讲到基督的经历。
And these experiences of Christ are the way that we enter into the city.
这些基督的经历乃是我们进入城的道路。
And these experiences of Christ are also the way by which we build up the wall.
这些基督的经历也是我们建造城墙的道路。
And we can say that these gates are also principles of fellowship.
我们也说这些的门乃是我们交通的一些的原则。
And these principles, as we will see,Mark, always mark the work of God on the earth.
因为这些的原则在那里就指明了神在地上的工作。
And you know, in the gates of the old days, there in Nehemiah's time, it was in the gates that they passed judgment and they took care of the justice and administration of the city.
你知道在旧约的时代在城门口他们是在那里做审判在那里实行律法的公义的地方。
So these principles of fellowship are the way by which the church should be administered.
这些交通的原则就是教会如何在地上的治理。
Now we want to start right there with the sheep gate.
我们从羊门开始。
The first one.
第一个。
And we want to see what is.The significance of that gate.
我们要看到这个羊门它重要的意义。
Now, chapter 10 of the Gospel of John is a great unfolding of the sheep gate.
在约翰福音第十章，在那里就把羊门的意义向我们打开。
Together with John 17.
再加上约翰福音第十七章。
In John chapter 10, we see that the Father has sovereignly chosen his sheep.
第十章那里说，父亲在那里选了这些的羊。
And all the sheep belong to him.
那这些的羊都属于他。
He says, I know my sheep.
他说我认识我的羊。
They follow me.
他们跟从我。
They know my voice.
他们知道我的声音。
They're in his hand.
他们是在父的手中。
And no one can take them out of his hand.
没有人能够从他手中把他们夺
去。They were all, everyone, sovereignly chosen in eternity past.By God.
他们是在过去的勇士的里面给神所拣选的。
And the Father gave them to his Son.
然后父把这些羊交给了他的儿子。
John 17 tells us that.
那是约翰十八章告诉我们。
This precious verse in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
在以弗所书第一章第四节那里告诉我们。
That we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
说我们是在创世以前在基督里被拣选的。
Brothers and sisters, it's a very precious thing to realize that every one of us were chosen by God.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么的宝贝，每一个人都是神所拣选的。
Now sometimes we wonder, and I've wondered, why did he ever choose me?
我有的时候就觉得为什么你选我呢
?And so many millions of others he didn't choose, but he chose me!
那么多人你都没有选上只选了我。
Now that's a good question which only God can answer.
这是一个很好的问题，只有神能够给你答案。
But he did!
但是他实在拣选了你。
Because we are precious to him.
因为对于他来讲我们是宝贵的。
We are precious to the Father and the Son.
对于父跟子我们都是宝贝的。
The Father treasured these sheep.
父宝贝这些的羊。
And he gave them to his son.
他把他们给了他的儿子。
And the son treasures those sheep that were given to him.
子也爱父给他的羊。
To intelligentlyenter into this city, we need to treasure that we have been chosen by God.
叫我们能够很有智慧地进入这个城，我们要认识我们是神所拣选的。
Now this choosing is also mentioned in the book of Romans, and I want to read these verses to you.
这一个拣选在罗马书里面也是那样的告诉了我们。
Firstly,In Romans chapter 9 and verse 16.
在罗马书第九章十六节那里告诉我们。
It says, So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that has mercy.
说据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
And verse 23.
第二十三节
that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy which he has afore prepared unto glory
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上
even us whom he called
我们这些神所招的
Not from Jews only, but also from the Gentiles.
不但是从犹太人之中，也是从外邦人当中。
Yes. And then chapter 11, verse 5.
第十一章第五节。
Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
如今也是这样，这是照拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
Brothers and sisters, we've been elected.
弟兄姊妹，我们是被拣选的。
Now, a lot of people these days are running for election.
今天很多人在那里去选举。
There's already been a great election.
但是那里有一个最大的拣选。
And who was elected?
谁是被选上的呢？
Us，
我们。
By God，
神拣选我们。
Amen，
Amen。
Well， now we're going to get to the practical part。 Chapter 12 of Romans verse 1，
罗马书十二章第一节。
I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the sheep gate.
弟兄姊妹，这是羊门。
Now look at the sheep gate there.
你看看那个羊门。
You see?It's right by the temple.
是在圣殿的门口。
Now this is where they brought in all the sheep to be sacrificed on the altar.
就是他们要从这个门把献祭的羊带到祭坛门前。
They killed a lot of sheep there for the sacrifices.
他们在那里为了献祭而
宰
了很多羊。
They needed a gate so accessible to the temple.
所以他们需要这个门直接来到圣殿门口。
So if we realize that God has chosen us in eternity past, you know, that should motivate us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们看到神在创世以前就拣选我们，这个能够激励我们将身体献上。
You know, this is an experience of Christ.
这是对基督的一个经历。
You know, in John chapter 10, The Lord says, I am the door of the sheep.
约翰十章主说我是羊的门。
In other words, the Lord is saying, I am the sheep gate.
然后主自己就是说我是羊门。
So we all need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们要把我们自己将身体献上当作活祭。
This is for the building of the wall.
这是为了建造城墙。
Every dayWe need to have this dealing with the Lord.
每一天我们需要与主有这样的关系。
And present our bodies a living sacrifice.
把我们身体献上当作活祭。
Based on the fact that we have been chosen by Him.
是根据我们是已经被他拣选。
Because of His sovereignty.
因着他的主权。
His sovereign mercy and grace.
因着他的主宰的权柄跟他的怜悯。
Now I have to go fast.
我们要快一点。
Now we come to the fish gate.
那我们来到鱼门。
Now, the fish gate presents another aspect.
这个鱼门是讲到另外一面。
I think you all know, or most of you know, the Lord's words, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
哦，我们都熟悉主说，来跟从我，要你们得人如得鱼一样。
Now the sheep gate shows us the sovereignty of God.
鱼门是讲到神主宰的权柄。
The fish gate shows us the responsibility of man in service to God.
这里讲到人要服侍神的一个责任。
These two gates go together.
这两个门是。是在一起的。
There's God's sovereignty and there's man's responsibility.
那么有神的主权，也有人的责任。
Both are needed.
我们两方面都需要。
And these two gates, it says, they were built. They were not repaired, they were built.
这两个门不是说是修补，而是说是在那里建造。
Now these gates apparently were completely demolished.
因为这两个门已经完全的给毁掉了。
They needed to be rebuilt.
所以这里说是建立。
Well, brothers and sisters, this is for us. At least this, well, we can build that first gate by presenting our bodies and realizing that we are chosen of God.
我们可以建立第一个门，就是说把看到我们是被拣选，我们把身体献上当作活祭交给神。
And we can build this fish gate by exercising.
我们在这里做鱼门是带着我们的操练。
To bring in people from the sea, the fish, the unbelieving sinners to bring them in.
我们是把这些鱼从海里从死亡的里面把不信的人带到神面前。
To catch them and put them in vessels.
抓到这些的鱼叫他们成为器皿。
In Matthew 13 there's the parable. It says that the nets were thrown out into the sea and many fish were brought in and the good fish were put in vessels.
那个马太那里说撒网就捕到很多的鱼把这些好的鱼放在器皿的里面。
And the bad fish were thrown back.
那些坏的鱼就扔回去。
The vessels, brothers and sisters, are the churches.
弟兄姊妹那个器皿是讲到教会。
And that's the place. God does not want to just save a lot of people and lead them. He wants them to be gathered and put into vessels.
神不单只是要拯救许多的人，他要得着许多的人，把他们放在这个器皿里面。
Now, let's come to the old gate.
然后我们就来到古门。
This is well named because it was part of the old wall that used to be there.
这个古门是那个古老的那个城墙的一部分。
And this gate signifies, brothers and sisters, what has always been in the heart of God for His people.Separation.
这里就讲到在神心中一直有的要他的百姓分别出来。
That is as ancient
这是
as God's people have been on the earth.
这是自古以来神对于他百姓的心意。
And I want to read you one verse from Exodus going way back to the beginning.
我们要读一节在出埃及记里面的。
Exodus 33:16.
出埃及记三十三章第十六节。
The last part of the verse, is it not in that thou goest with us so that we are separated, I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?
这位岂不是因你们你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Now all through the Old Testament, you can see this matter of separation.
在整卷旧约，你就一直看到分别为圣的事情。
Enoch was separated.
以诺给分别出来。
Noah was separated.
挪亚给分别出来。
Moses and all the children.Of Israel were a separated people.
摩西跟所有以色列的百姓都是给分别出来的。
So this is a very clear example of the purpose of the wall is separation.
这里是一个很清楚的，城墙的目的是分别。
If we're not separated, we're brothers and sisters, we're not building the wall.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是分别为圣，我们在那里就没有建造。
And The next gate, the gate of Ephraim.
下面这个以法莲门。
Well, how can we tell what this is? I think we get a clue from the meaning of the name Ephraim.
我们可以从 Ephraim 以法莲这个字来说到它的意思。
And Genesis chapter 41, verse 52 tells us.
在创世纪41章。
This was one of Joseph's sons.
这乃是约瑟的一个儿子。
It's his second son, and he called him Ephraim because he said, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction.
因为他说，神因着我在他地上受的痛苦，叫我结果子。
So this is the gate of fruitfulness.
这里是讲到结果子的意思。
When sisters, fruitfulness comes after separation.
分别之后才能够结果子。
If we're separated people, we could bear fruit unto God.
如果我们是分别为圣的，我们才能够为神结果子。
Now, I want to come quickly to the valley gate.
然后我们来到谷门。
This is a very important gate.
这个是一个非常重要的门。
And if you remember, it was from this gate that Nehemiah went out in chapter 2 to survey the walls.
因为在尼希米第二章，尼希米是从这个门出去来观察城墙。
Now, brothers and sisters, This is the gate that the Lord Jesus came through when he came to this earth.
这也是当我们的主来到地上的时候是走经过这个门。
It's told about, it's described in Philippians chapter 2.
因为在腓立比第二章里面
He emptied himself.
他实在是倒空了他自己。
And took upon him the form of a man.
他取了人的样式。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
他既有人的样式就存心顺服。
Friends, sister, this is the valley gate.
弟兄姊妹，这是谷门。
To humble yourself and go down.
他谦卑自己，一直的谦卑。
This is a low gate.
这是一个卑微的门。
This is a gate which indicates we humble ourselves.
这个门是说到我们谦卑自己。
Now this is an experience of Christ.
这是基督的经历。
Christ brought humility to the earth.
基督把谦卑带到地上来。
Humility is something in God.
神在那里有这个谦卑。
Embodied in Christ.
然后在基督的身上显明出来。
But sister, this is one of the great principles of fellowship in this city.
弟兄姊妹，这个是在这个城里面交通的一个重要的原则。
This builds the wall.
这里讲出来一件重要的事情。
This joins us with one another.
这里是讲到我们彼此的关系。
If we're not humbling ourselves,
如果我们没有谦卑自己
if we're still proud,
如果我们仍然是骄傲的
we cannot be built together.
我们就不能够被建造。
This is a very important gate.
这是一个非常重要的门。
The valley gate.
是谷门。
From the valley gate, we come down to the next one, the dung gate.
从谷门我们就下到粪场门。
Well,We don't like that.
我们不喜欢这个门。
It doesn't sound very nice.
这个门不好听啊。
And we would not like to build that gate.
我们也不喜欢建造这个门。
But listen, one of the rulers built it.
但是一个官长在那里建造这个门。
I think he had to pass the valley gate to build that gate.
我相信他要经过谷门才能够建造粪场门。
He had to humble himself to build that gate.
他要谦卑他自己才能够建造这个粪场门。
But that gate is very important to all of us.
但这个门对我们来讲都是非常的重要。
Now the valley gate, as we saw, is in Philippians chapter 2.
在谷门我们看到在二章里面提到。
The dung gate is in Philippians chapter 3.
这个粪场门是在腓立比第三章。
I believe verse 8.
第三章第八节那里应该是。
Paul said,For the sake of Christ, he would suffer the loss of all things and count them as dung or as filth that he might gain Christ.
我为耶稣基督为至宝，为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Now the dung gate is where all our self-importance has to go.
粪场门乃是我们自己一切自以为重要的，我们都要扔掉。
Everything that would exalt ourselves, brothers and sisters.Goes to the dung gate.
弟兄姊妹，那些一切能叫我们高举我们自己的，要到粪场门。
You know, we all have perhaps some things, or it's easy to find things that would make ourselves a little important anyway.
弟兄姊妹，有很多的事情
that would exalt ourselves to some extent.
在我们就叫能够高抬我们，叫我们觉得我们自己是重要的。
Paul said, "If anyone can boast in the flesh, I more."
保罗说如果我要靠肉体夸口我可以。
He mentioned all the things that he had that gave him some standing, he thought, before God.
他讲到他在神面前有那些的可夸口的东西。
Paul said, I count them all done.
保罗说我看这些都如粪土。
Now, remember Peter in Galatians chapter 2?
记得彼得在加拉太书第二章。
And he wanted to preserve his good reputation with the Jews.
他在那里要在犹太人跟前留着一个好的名声。
Paul rebuked him.
所以保罗就责备他。
Sent him to the dung gate.
把他送到粪场门那里去。
That's where that kind of feeling has to go.
就是这种的感觉要除掉。
Well, let us go on quickly to the fountain gate.
然后我们到个泉门。
Now, this is a marvelous gate.
这实在是一个美丽的门。
And I think a good verse that speaks of this is John 4:14.
用约翰福音四章四节来形容，那实在是最好的。
Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, that shall become in him a fountain or a spring of water welling up unto eternal life. That's the fountain gate.
从这我就喝个的水就不再渴，在他的腹就要涌出活水的江河，直涌到永生。
The fountain gate speaks of the enjoyment of the spirit.
这个泉门是讲到在门里面的。
The spirit welling up from within.
是这个在这里享受到圣灵的工作。
To enjoy the spirit in this way, we have to be spiritual people.
我们在那里能够享用圣灵，我们要是一个属灵的人。
Now, what will make us spiritual people?
什么能够叫我们成为属灵的人呢？
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What will make us spiritual people will be the old gate.
能够叫我们成为属灵的人是我们。
The valley gate.
是经过谷门。
And the dung gate.
谷门谷门然后粪场门。
If we experience these gates, we will be spiritual people.
如果我们经过了这几个门，我们就能够成为属灵的人。
And we can really enjoy the fountain gate.
我们就能够在那里好好的享用这个泉门
and all the riches of the Spirit.
然后就享用圣灵所赐的丰盛
Now I think the time is gone, we have to stop there.
所以我想时间够了，我们需要停在这里
We didn't finish the gates.
我们还没有完全
Maybe we can finish next time.
或者我们下次来结束
Or we can just leave it as a mystery.
或者呢我们就不讲了，成为一个奥秘
I'll let Brother Boer, let Brother Eric tell you what the rest of the gates are.
然后叫别的弟兄们来告诉我们其他的门的意义。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for your precious holy word.
主啊，谢谢你这宝贵神圣的话语。
Lord, we ask you to apply it to every one of our hearts.
我们求你将这些的话用在我们每个人的心上。
We do want to build this wall.
我们愿意建造这个城墙。
We do want to offer our bodies and present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
We do want to be strengthened with power in the inner man.
我们要我们里面的人刚强起来。
Lord, enable every one of us to have our names written down in your book.
叫我们每一个人的名字都记在你的名册上。
To be recorded as having built the wall of Jerusalem.
叫我们能够成为建造耶路撒冷城墙的一份。
We ask in your precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门。